You are listening to WXRWLP Milwaukee, 104.1 FM and RiverWestRadio.com globally. Hello, I'm your host, NTSC, and welcome to The Anti, a weekly primer on freedom. The Anti is anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist, anti-hierarchy, anti-sexist, anti-racist, anti-fascist, and more. If we are against so much, what do we stand for? The ideals of freedom. In this series, we explore what a free society would look like, while recognizing that none of us today are truly free. Having said all that, even though the device to which you're listening right now likely wasn't free, the radio waves that you're listening to are. WXRW does cost money to operate. To that end, you can always visit the station at 824 East Center Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and purchase a hat or a mug or a t-shirt, and all proceeds will go directly to supporting the station. Or if you particularly like any of the programming that you're listening to on WXRW, please reach out and become an official underwriter. Every little bit helps. And you can also dial into River West Radio on your smart speaker of choice. Tell your listening device to play WXRW River West Radio. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today you did something. You may not even have realized that you did it, but you did it nonetheless. You did it a lot, but just as often as you did it, you were kept from doing it to the fullest extent you might have been able to. Forces you cannot necessarily see kept you from doing it more than you may have wanted. They kept you and continue to keep you from doing it, though doing it is perhaps the greatest thing a person can do. So what did you do? You exercised your own personal power. Your personal power can be compared to other forms of power that you have used today. For example, you turned on a light. You probably looked at your phone. You harnessed the energy of a battery or alternating electrical current to do those things. The power of electricity, the power of the ocean tides, the power of a burning fire, the power of a lightning bolt, the power of a tornado or a flood or an earthquake or geothermal heat are all comparable to your own personal power. They're all phenomena that are inherent in the ecological system by which we are all governed. Your own personal power is as natural and inevitable as a storm, or a current, or a volcano. By exercising your power, you move towards self-actualization. You pursue self-determination. You exercise autonomy. You define yourself on your own terms. Ultimately, we are all kept from exercising our own personal power to the fullest extent. What keeps us from doing so? Well, a number of factors which we'll go into, but let's talk more about what your power really is. It's your abilities, your drive, your will, your choices, your opinions, your emotions, your interests, and your determination to conceive and enact change. You exercise your power by eating, sleeping, loving, discussing, arguing, helping, collaborating, creating, dreaming. Your power is inherent to you. Nobody else can truly act for you in the way that you can act for yourself. To expect that is like expecting someone to be able to go to the bathroom for you when you need to pee really badly. It's impossible. You can work with people to achieve a common goal, but their actions are theirs and your actions are yours. You are responsible for everything you do. And that means that you are responsible also for what you delegate others to do in your name. Anything you delegate, you know, any buck that you pass to another person is your responsibility just as equally as if you had done the job that you delegated yourself. Your power is inherent to you. It does not exist in a vacuum, nor was it created out of thin air. Your power is part and parcel to your very existence. And the question I would pose is, why would you want to delegate your power to another person? Now, there are certainly people who would want to wield your power instead of you when you're willing to delegate. Personally, when I talk about this topic, I like to get really sophomoric with it. I like to use the acronym POOP, or POOP. It stands for Power Over Other People. POOP, Power Over Other People. I especially like this little, not very clever acronym because poop is typically understood to be pretty gross and unpleasant, and you don't really want to have a lot of it on your hands. Now, do you? So, who wants power over other people? Well, I'm going to call those people poop heads or poop wanters or whatever you want to call them. Needless to say, they want poop and they want a lot of it. Power over other people is something I personally can't abide. The thing is this, I don't want power over other people. I don't feel as though I deserve it. My argument, and the greater argument of anarchism, kind of as a general concept, is that nobody deserves it, and certainly nobody is qualified to wield your power except you.
Thank you.
Nobody is qualified to wield your power except you. Anyone who does want to wield your power, anyone who does want power over other people, or poop heads, as we're calling them, or anybody who thinks that they deserve to wield power over other people, are by their very nature dangerous people. Now, why would I say that? And what do I have to back up a claim like that? Well, I don't have to do very much to back it up. The science backs me up pretty well. So psychopathy is described as a mental disorder in which an individual manifests amoral or antisocial behavior, lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, extreme egocentricity, and failure to learn from experiences. So psychopaths are typically charismatic, extremely selfish, and they have no built-in empathy response. So that is to say, they don't feel remorse or guilt for the negative externalities caused or derived from their actions. So thankfully, psychopaths are a very small percentage of the population. A study in 2008 found that 1.2% of any sample size are likely to exhibit psychopathic traits and characteristics. Okay, so that's mercifully low. Roughly 1 out of 100 people are going to be psychopaths. It's probably more than we really want, but you know, it's not a huge percentage. Now, mind you, there are populations of people that have a much higher percentage of psychopaths operating in their ranks. So for example, 84% of sexual murderers are psychopaths. Okay, that's not a huge shock, right? This is interesting. With only 1.2% of the general population being psychopaths, a full 20% of incarcerated Americans are psychopaths. Well, that kind of makes sense. Right? If you're more prone to violence without regret, or, you know, if you don't naturally have any of the typical emotions that would stop you from acting violently or immorally or illegally, you're more likely to be put in prison. So, okay, I guess that all stands to reason. Now, this is the sticky wicket. There's another group who are more likely to be psychopaths operating in and around the prison industrial complex, and that's the police and correctional officers. Police officer is the 7th most likely job title for an American psychopath to hold. I'll say that again. Police officer is the 7th most likely job for an American psychopath to hold. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders actually lists a lot of professions by their likelihood that psychopaths will pursue careers, you know, in those professions. So police officer is the 7th most common job for psychopaths to hold, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Police officers certainly want power over other people, don't they? You might be surprised to hear that politician is actually only the 10th most common job for psychopaths to hold. You're more likely to be a cop than you are a politician if you're a psychopath. You would not be surprised, maybe, to hear that CEO, or chief executive officer of a company, is the number one most common job that psychopaths hold across the whole globe. That's not limited to the United States. CEOs are, as a population, more than four times as likely to exhibit extreme psychopathic behavior and express psychopathic characteristics than any other category of career. So, CEOs are four times as likely to be psychopaths. And yet, CEOs hold sway over the lives of millions of people. Since any company operating today is really its own little dictatorship. We've spoken before in past episodes about employees being accused of time theft at Amazon and other huge companies when they so much as speak to one another or attempt to use the bathroom, you know, to the extent where some employees have taken to peeing in bottles instead of being docked pay for using the restroom. But that's not the only way that these tiny little dictatorships we call corporations can pressure their workers. There's evidence that employers pressure their workers to vote in a certain way. They can certainly dictate everything about their workers' lives, in truth, from the way that they dress to the attitude that they have to whether or not their employees are even allowed to smoke on their free time. More and more, our employers are policing us when we're not even at work, with examples of educators getting fired for drinking on the weekend and taking selfies of themselves inebriated. So, in general, people who wish to wield power over other people, or poopheads, really like that term, are psychopaths who want to be dictators. And yet, for some reason, we glorify and champion these poop heads all the time. You know, we talk about great leaders and powerful leaders, and we even go so far as to try to build leadership skills in our children from a very young age, rewarding them for controlling their peers. And when our personal views appear to align with those of an elected representative, we somehow fool ourselves into thinking that they have our best interests at heart. We put them up on this pedestal and we imagine them fighting for our rights and trying to make our lives better, personally, our lives and the lives of our close families and friends and the people whom we touch on a weekly basis. Nobody besides yourself and someone who truly loves and knows you can have your best interests at heart. No leader who wants power and then gets power can possibly have your best interests at heart. I mean, how could they? They don't know you. They cannot know every one of their so-called constituents. And I guarantee you that as a populace, we are far too varied and unique on an individual basis to ever hope to be represented by a single person speaking for all of us. And that concept, when it's laid bare like that, is to me patently insane and at least painfully naive. Why would you give up your personal power, inherent to only yourself, to someone who has never even met you? I don't necessarily think there really is such a thing as a good person with good intentions who harbors the desire to wield power over other people. And the very saying to wield power is a great indicator of this. As a verb, do you know what else you wield? A weapon. Power, when it is taken out of your hands and put into those of a delegate, can be wielded as a weapon against you and others. The old saying goes, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But I would alter that saying to read power over other people corrupts. You cannot be corrupted by wielding your own power and owning up to the consequences of your actions. You cannot be corrupted by exercising your own power and taking responsibility for your actions. When we make the mistake of delegating responsibility to another person or a group of people, in this case, the government or the police, you know, etc. When we make the mistake of delegating responsibility to another person or group of people, we lose our freedoms, full stop. No delegate can gift you freedom or self-determination. Those things are inherent to you, as inherent as your own personal power. Delegating your power to another entity also removes your freedom, while only appearing to have the effect of removing your responsibility. When you delegate your power to the police, you are as complicit and responsible for every cop that abuses that power, your power. When you delegate your power in the form of currency to a corporation that pollutes the earth or mistreats its employees, you are complicit and responsible for them abusing that power. Again, your power that you have given them. You know, ages and eons ago, we created a ruling class by delegating our personal power to them. I don't know how that happened. You know, it was so long ago, nobody remembers how that happened. But in any case, the ruling class created the gentry and the landowners, and they in turn created the warrior class to maintain their order over the non-propertied classes who gave up their power all too willingly. And that's truly why police become police and why correctional officers become guards, because it gives them power over other people. Money, you know, or currency of any form is really just an externalized manifestation of power, because the promise of it can make people do things. Money is just another tool that can be leveraged against people because it represents the commodity that equates to life. In a world of the money commodity, you can even coerce people to do things that they don't want to do, and that happens all the time. Everything has a price in a system like this. If you can pay somebody enough, you can make someone do just about anything. And that's not a critique of a human being's willpower. That's not a critique of a human being's ethic or morals. It's a sad truth that when we delegate our power to a commodity, it can be wielded against us as a weapon. In a world where we delegate our personal power to third parties who are not us, our power can be abused in our name to coerce people to do things they don't want to do. For example, by threatening them with punishment. Our elections serve only to gather up our collective personal power individually, one person by one person, handing over our power to people who are not us, who don't know us, and could never hope to speak for us. I think it's worth restating, nobody is qualified to control you or make decisions for you or tell you what to do. Nobody is qualified to hold your power over you. There is no such thing as a delegate for you and your personal power. They are unreasonable facsimiles that we have raised up on false pillars. I would suggest we all stop playing by the rules of power, because in general, they're not helping us. They've been skewed against us in as much as the only way to get ahead in this system is to seek power over other people, to seek poop. I don't exactly know how to stop people freely giving up their personal power. I think it would help if we could de-incentivize the collection of other people's power. I think it begins by defending each other. Because any real change will require defending. Any change against a system based on us willingly giving up our personal power, any change against that system will be met with very stiff resistance from the current structures of power. Violence will certainly be used as a tool, as it always is, against us. And to figure out how to defend ourselves against the monopoly of violence held in the hands of the poop heads, it's going to take more thinking on my part, that's for sure. And I think it's going to take very real discussions amongst ourselves when we finally decide that we no longer want to give up our personal power to these poop heads. When we finally decide we truly are the only agents who can speak and act for ourselves. And when we finally decide that every day of our lives is a day when we should be exercising our inherent personal power for ourselves, towards our own self-determination, together, cooperatively. And that any system that does not give us that ability is no system for which we should be striving. Thank you so much for tuning into The Anti here on WXRW River West Radio. I've been your host, NTSC, and I'll be back again next week to discuss further topics as they relate to freedom and our awesome shared potential. Past episodes can all be found at creamcitymedia.com/anti, and more information about the show can be found on riverwestradio.com. Thanks a lot for listening, and until next week, exercise your own personal power, and as much as you can, stop giving it away. Thanks a lot.